Akashvani presents Morning News. Good morning, I'm Sunil Verma. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi projects India as land of biggest opportunities globally, promises reforms, stable policy regime and high growth. Government to launch new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Center releases Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment, BioE3 Policy 2024, to give a fillip to high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. Muslim scholars and religious leaders meet Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and extend their support to changes proposed in Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. UAE launches 2-month visa amnesty program for those residing in the country illegally. And India secures 4 medals, including 1 gold, at Deaf Shooting Championship in Hanover, Germany. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has projected India as the land of biggest opportunities globally and promised the business sector facilitation, reforms, a stable policy regime and high growth. Addressing the ET World Leaders Forum, Mr. Modi asked investors to commit to innovation, performance, positive disruption and high-quality products. He said his dispensation has begun its third term with more determined intentions and is full of hope and confidence. The Prime Minister said, while people in most countries that went to polls this year voted for a change, Indians preferred continuity, political stability and economic growth. He said India is writing a unique success story and the impact of its reforms is visible in the economy's performance.
Bharat aaj ek alag hi success story likh raha hai. Bharat mein humne reforms ka asar apni economy ki performance mein dekha hai. Yahan tak ki Bharat ne kai baar prediction se bhi aur अपने पीयर से भी बेटर परफॉर्म किया है.
Underlining his government's initiatives in the fields of green hydrogen, semiconductors, deep ocean and space, the Prime Minister said his government wants to prepare the country for the challenges and opportunities that await India. Mr. Modi said it is his resolve to ensure a Made in India product on every dining table across the world. He said his government has succeeded in effecting big changes in people's lives with its mantra of reform, perform and transform. Electronic and IT Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said that the government will launch a new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country. Addressing the ET World Leader Forum in New Delhi, Mr. Vaishnav said that more than 99% of all mobile phones used in India are being manufactured domestically. He said that this year Apple will manufacture its latest model in India. The minister informed that the value of electronics manufacturing in India has increased to $105 billion as of 2022-23, up from $29 billion in 2013-14. He also said that the government has approved rail, road, airport and port projects worth $2 trillion since June 2024 in its third term. Mr. Vaishnav further said that the government's approach is to democratize technology by ensuring that big tech does not have a monopoly over it. Union Minister for Science and Technology Dr. Jitendra Singh yesterday released the Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment BioE3 Policy 2024 in New Delhi. While addressing the media, Dr. Singh said that this policy will foster high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. Mr. Singh underscored that the public-private partnership model will be an intrinsic part of the policy implementation, incentivizing industry to promote employment generation. He also mentioned that biomanufacturing and biofoundry will drive the country's future bioeconomy and promote green growth.
As far as the bioresources are concerned or the bioeconomy is concerned, we enjoy certain advantages which are not enjoyed by the West. A, that we have unlimited bioresources in this Indian peninsula, beginning from the Himalayas right up to the marine. And this has remained either unexplored or underexplored because most of the governments in the past, and thanks to Prime Minister Modi for enabling us to get this policy released.
The first set of rules under the Telecom Act 2023, known as Digital Bharat Nidhi, has come into effect. The government has issued a notification in this regard. The Digital Bharat Nidhi will replace the erstwhile Universal Service Obligation Fund, USOF. According to the notification, funding from the Digital Bharat Nidhi will be provided to implementers for executing projects and fund schemes aimed at providing targeted access to telecommunication services for underserved groups in the society. These groups include women, persons with disabilities, and economically and socially weaker sections. A delegation comprising Muslim scholars and religious leaders met Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and Joint Committee of Parliament JPC Chairperson Jagdambika Pal and extended their support to the proposals made in the Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. The delegation was led by Sayyid Nasiruddin Chishti, the chairman of the All India Sufi Sajada Nashin Council and successor to the spiritual head of Ajmer Dargah. The discussion centered around issues related to Muslims and the Waqf Amendment Bill presented recently in the Lok Sabha. During the deliberations with both Kiran Rijiju and Jagdambika Pal, the delegation submitted that the Waqf Board has been creating problems for Muslims across the country. Reposing its complete faith in the JPC, the delegation exuded confidence that the committee will give an ear to the problems mosques across the country have been facing due to the Waqf Board and welcome the necessary suggestions. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. In Telangana, extremely heavy rain lashed several parts of the state, leading to inundation of low-lying areas and disruption of road links between villages in several places. Control rooms have been opened at district collectorates and state secretariat in Hyderabad. State Chief Secretary Shanti Kumari directed district collectors to take measures to prevent any loss of life and property. Meanwhile, the Meteorological Department has warned of continued heavy rains for 2 days across the state. More from our correspondent.
Normal life has been severely hit at many districts and low-lying areas have been inundated while streams overflowed at several places. Khammam, Bhadradri Kottagudem, Mehboobabad, Warangal, Mulugu and Suryapet districts have been among the worst hit as extremely heavy rain lashed several parts of these districts. With heavy rainfall in Andhra Pradesh, streams and tanks in the border villages in Telangana overflowing, affecting vehicular traffic even on the national highways. The state government has issued high alert to irrigation officials due to the forecast of heavy rains further. Lakshmi, Akashwani News, Hyderabad.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a warning for isolated extremely heavy rainfall over Vidarbha, Telangana, Rayalaseema and interior and coastal Karnataka today. The weather agency predicted the same for Western Madhya Pradesh and Marathwada. More from our correspondent.
IMD forecast heavy rainfall for Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra, Gujarat and Northeast states till Wednesday. Heavy rainfall is very likely over East Rajasthan, Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh till tomorrow. IMD said the cyclonic storm Asna will move west-southwestwards and weaken gradually into a depression over Northwest Arabian Sea by tomorrow. It said that the depression over west central and adjoining northwest Bay of Bengal off north Andhra Pradesh and south Odisha coasts move northwestwards and lay center today over the same region. Abhishek Kapil, Akashwani, Delhi.
The United Arab Emirates has launched a sweeping 2-month visa amnesty program, offering a crucial opportunity for individuals residing illegally in the country to regularize their status or depart without penalties. The program comes into effect today. The amnesty does not apply to those who entered the country illegally. We had more from our correspondent.
The amnesty scheme is particularly significant given the large Indian expatriate community in the UAE. Indians constitute the largest ethnic groups in the country, comprising approximately 30% of the UAE's total population. UAE records estimate the number of Indian residents at 3.5 million. In response to this initiative, the Indian Embassy in Abu Dhabi and the Consulate General in India, Dubai, have announced measures to assist Indian nationals in availing themselves of this amnesty scheme. These include the provision of emergency certificates for those wishing to return to India and facilitate of short validity passport for individuals seeking to regularize the residency status. This is Vinod Kumar for Akashwani News from Dubai.
In a significant development amid ongoing conflict, Israel's military and Hamas have reached an agreement to implement three separate zoned three-day pauses in fighting across Gaza. World Health Organization informed that the purpose of these pauses is to facilitate a crucial polio vaccination campaign for 6,40,000 children. And now on to sports. At the DEF Shooting Championship in Hanover, Germany, India secured a total of 4 medals, including 1 gold, 2 silver and 1 bronze. Anuya Prasad won gold in the women's 10-meter air pistol event. Abhinav Deshwal earned silver in the men's 10-meter air pistol, while the trio of Abhinav Deshwal, Shubham Vashisht and Chetan Sapkal clinched silver in the men's 10-meter air pistol team event. Moreover, Shubham Vashisht won bronze in the men's 10-meter air pistol. A total of 69 athletes from 16 countries competed in the championship. On the fourth day of Paris Paralympics 2024, India will look to add more medals to the tally in various events today. In athletics, India's Zoe Rangoli will be in action in men's shot put F40 final, while Nishad Kumar will eye a podium finish in the men's high jump T47 event final. We have a report.
With Ravi Rangoli and Nishad Kumar's chances of getting medal for India at the Paris Paralympics today, Avni Lekhra is on a quest to add another gold medal to her illustrious collection, as she will be in action in the R3 mixed 10-meter rifle prone SH1 qualification round. On the other hand, Suhas Yathiraj and Sukant Kadam will face each other in the men's singles SL4 badminton semi-finals to secure a place in final. A win by either of them will make another medal for India confirmed. Moreover, track and field athletes will also have opportunities to boost India's medal tally. Yesterday, Rubina Francis bagged 5th medal for India in the games after she won a bronze in parachuting P2 women's 10-meter air pistol SH1 event. With this, Rubina became the first Indian para shooting athlete to win a medal in pistol event. Currently, India stands 22nd in the medal tally with a total of 5 medals, including 1 gold, 1 silver and 3 bronze. Don't miss to cheer for our para athletes in action by watching the live streaming of the games on DD Sports. This is Chirag Jha, Akashwani News, Delhi.
And now for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Anita Anand.
Thank you, Sunil. The top headline in the Indian Express quotes Dr. Jaishankar as saying that India has a special China problem above the world's general China problem. Haryana poll deferred by 4 days to October 5, headlines the Tribune. According to the EC, Haryana and J&K results will now be announced on October 8, writes the paper. The rescue of 47 Indians trapped in cyber scam centers in Laos makes front page news in many dailies, including the Hindu, the Asian Age and the Statesman. And finally, in what is devastating news for both humans and animals, the Times of India has reported that Namibia, currently in hunger crisis amid the worst drought in a century, is planning to butcher hundreds of elephants to feed its starving citizens. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Anita. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi projects India as land of biggest opportunities globally, promises reforms, stable policy regime and high growth. Government to launch new scheme to help set up a sustainable electronics component ecosystem in the country, says Union Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. Center releases Biotechnology for Economy, Environment and Employment BioE3 Policy 2024 to give a fillip to high-performance biomanufacturing in the country. Muslim scholars and religious leaders meet Union Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju and extend their support to changes proposed in Waqf Amendment Bill 2024. UAE launches 2-month visa amnesty program for those residing in the country illegally. And India secures 4 medals, including 1 gold, at DEF Shooting Championship in Hanover, Germany. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.